For WNPR News, I'm Jonathan McNichol. Last night, Major League Baseball announced the starting lineups for this year's All-Star Game, to be held next week in Cincinnati. Well, this week, Bridgeport will host another version of All-Star Baseball at the ballpark at Harbor Yard. The 2015 Atlantic League All-Star Game will be an unaffiliated, minor league, exhibition baseball game, which is to say that the actual outcome of the game could maybe not be less consequential. But, on the one hand, that might just be part of the fun. And on the other hand, minor league baseball teams, and especially independent minor league baseball teams like the Bridgeport Bluefish, are maybe better suited than anyone to turn a largely meaningless sporting event into compelling family entertainment. The game itself will include everything you'd expect from a minor league baseball game: goofy mascots, t-shirts shot out of cannons, on-field between-inning games for the kids, a fireworks display after the game. Plus, it'll have everything you'd expect from an all-star game: a home run derby before the game, an MVP award ceremony after the game.
And I got a few other surprises lined up to make a fun night.
That's Jamie Toole. I'm in his office at the ballpark, where he's general manager of the Bluefish, and he's being a bit cagey. But I did get him to tell me about one other thing.
Wednesday, our special guest is former WWE star and Hall of Famer Ric Flair.
Flair, whose name I feel I should mention is apparently a registered trademark, will host the evening's events.
Ric Flair will be introducing, you know, walking out, doing his thing on the mic.
I'm the best! Whether you like it or not, you're looking at, woo, the greatest wrestler!
That alone should be interesting.
Yeah, it should. But, on the other hand, we should talk about the baseball, too. What is it that makes an Atlantic League All-Star exactly?
It's the best players in the entire league. That's the cool thing about an All-Star game. You know, you really want to showcase the best players in the league. It is a draw, too, for scouts. You know, you'll have probably 15, 20 scouts come that night, where traditionally you may have 2 to 3 in the ballpark.
Scouts from the major league teams out looking for players.
Good opportunity for a lot of these guys to get signed into organizations.
And try to get back on the road to the big leagues. So the night will showcase the quirkiness of minor league baseball, and the game will showcase some of the highest quality minor league baseball around. It's enough that Jamie Toole might even be willing to guarantee a great game.
Number one is because there's going to be a lot of scouts here, but number two is because, unlike traditional All-Stars where we give the MVP a plaque or a bat or something like that, in the vein of Ric Flair being here, we got a championship belt.
That's right, a championship belt. Like the wrestlers get after they, quote-unquote, win. So come for, you know, that. And stay for the baseball, the independent minor league exhibition baseball that maybe actually kind of matters. The All-Star Game festivities start Wednesday night at 5 with the 2015 Atlantic League Home Run Derby at the ballpark at Harbor Yard. The All-Star Game itself follows at 7. For more info on all the All-Star Week events in Bridgeport, visit our website, WNPR.org. Jonathan McNichol, WNPR News.